So, okay, so we're doing this Tosos, continuing Tosos Basosa. Okay, and we're doing the second part, the Kasha. Basically, he says, he's saying is, his first move is, from our Gemara, it's clear that even though the fact is, Ahavmina, that you would have been Chayav for these activities, for doing with two people, Zeukar Zameniach, or two people do Basachas, it's clear that it's because they did these things in the Mishkan. And despite that, there's a pasuk that teaches you a patar anyways. So even though it was in the Mishkan, there's still a patar. Okay, even though it was in the Mishkan, there's still a patar. Fine. So that being the case, that being the premise, then Mishkan doesn't make you chayev, because you can still have a patar. So now you have the problem with Yerushalmi, because Yerushalmi asks, it's talking about Moshe, which is handing something, from one Rosh Hashanah to the other Rosh Hashanah across Rosh Hashanah. And the Rav Maisha basically claims that the only way you're chayav is if you do that to a second person. Okay? To a second person. And the Gemara asks, Yerushalmi asks, what do you mean? Two people? Normally two people's potter. So what do you mean you're chayav, right? So the simple way to understand is learning is, what about the Ptor of Shlaim Shasua? To which the Gemara and Yerushalmi answers, no, because this is how they did in the Mishkan. The question is, but how does the Mishkan get around the Ptor of Shlaim Shasua? Bavli doesn't hold that. Bavli holds on the contrary. Even though they did it in the Mishkan, there is no Ptor. Sorry, there is a Ptor. Even though they did it in the Mishkan, there's still a Ptor. Mm-hmm. But the simple way to learn the Yerushalmi is that no, that if they had it in the Mishkan, they had it in the Mishkan. Then that's fine.
That's about a normal case for Yerushalmi.
Maybe we should just pause at this point and wonder, what's the question? I mean, Tosas doesn't really seem to have a problem with Yerushalmi b'fnei atzmo. Okay, so to speak, if you were to say that Mishkan, it's not a logical problem. Like, let's say you would have said there's a din of Shlaim Shasua, but if they did it in the Mishkan, then that's fine. In the Mishkan, then you're chayav. That's what he said in the Yerushalmi seems to hold. That once they did it in the Mishkan, that's an exception to the rule of Shlaim Shasua. Okay, that's what he sounds like he is. That's what he it sounds like the Yerushalmi is saying. Sounds like the Yerushalmi is saying, right? But the problem is. The problem is that Bavli is not saying that. What Bavli is saying is that you have this Ptor of Shnayim Shasua, even though they did it in the Mishkan. Even though they did it in the Mishkan, it's a Ptor. Right? So, right, like, it sounds as if he would have been happy to learn his Machlokas, he just don't want to posit the Bavli and the Yerushalmi are arguing. But, and that's why he says Yerushalmi doesn't really hold that. But it seems like in its own right, he holds that conceptually you could have maintained that. There's nothing wrong with it conceptually to say that once it's in the Mishkan, then you don't have a Ptor of Shnayim Shasua. Right? So maybe we could just define that before we go further. At least, what's that issue? Should the fact that it's in the Mishkan get around the problem or not? I'm just thinking like this, is that, I'm not sure about this, but I'm thinking like this. Maybe you could have, the question is why is it that you need that Shnayim Shasua as a Ptor? Okay? Is that a Ptor of Karban? It comes from the world of Hilchos Kavanos, so to speak. Okay? That in order to be chayav karban, you have to be fully involved in the esar. Okay? It's a generic halacha in karban. It has nothing to do with Shabbos per se. Okay? So if that's the case, so it's very nice they did in the Mishkan, but bottom line is, if you have one, each guy is only doing half, then how could you be chayav? You're not doing the whole thing. You know what I mean? That's the rule. The rule is, in order to be chayav karbon, you have to do the whole thing. You're not doing the whole thing. Okay? Or do you say no, that the reason why Shnayim Shasua is patur, the limud is, also is kol osam sasa, is because it's because of Shabbos, which means that it's like it lacks in productivity if you only do half of the productive action. It's not because karbonos, the world of karbonos at large. It's an idea is because, if so to speak, if I rely on someone else to complete my malacha, so I lack in terms of malacha. I'm not that the bichaya for malacha, I have to do the full productivity, which is I'm involved in the entire process, which brings about the productivity. But it's a din in productivity. Because that would be the idea of why it is that Shnayim Shasua is potter by Latei Otzah. One guy does a kira and does a nacha, not because in general karbanos, but because in Hotzah, in malacha, malacha demands that you're fully engaged in the productivity. So what's the difference? What's the difference whether it's a generic halacha or it's a specific halacha by Shabbos? So the difference is going to be if you say that it's a specific din in Shabbos because it lacks in the productivity when you if you rely on another guy to do a half of a malacha, okay? Yeah, that's true. But if in Mishkan they did malacha that way, whereas Mishkan's koveya, the productivity of malachas. So if in Mishkan they did this particular malacha in that manner, then you can't say it's lacking the productivity. Because that's the idea. Mishkan's koveya, the level of the productivity. And in Mishkan they did this malacha. Most malachas in Mishkan they only did one guy. So if you do it two guys, you're it's like less efficient, you're lacking the productivity. But since in Mishkan they did this, they did it with two people, so that would endorse this as being an exception to the rule.
Even with the idea of productivity,
because the idea that Mishkan is always the koveya, the level of the productivity of the malachas. So if you say that the Torah of Shleim Shasua, you would have said, again, this is the Havmin, I'm not saying this is the Maskan, but if you would have said that the Torah of Shleim Shasua is because of the productivity of malacha, it lacks in being an osa malacha, if you do half of it, if you rely on the other guy to do the other half, that would be but if in Mishkan they did Moshe with two people, then that apparently that level of productivity was taken on in the Mishkan when it comes to Moshe, to the Toldah of Moshe. So then you couldn't say that would be a Ptor, because now you can't say something is not productive enough if they did in the Mishkan, because the Mishkan endorses that as being the appropriate level of productivity. You know what I mean? But so that's what Tosafot would have understood Yerushalmi is saying. Yerushalmi would have been saying, if we didn't have a Bavli, this is what you would have said, is that the idea of Shleim Shasua means it lacks in the productivity of a Malacha. So therefore, so that's why Shleim Shasua is usually the case. But once you show me Moshe, that's what the Gemara would be answering. Oh, but Moshe was in the Mishkan. So Moshe, even though usually Shleim Shasua, but since Moshe, they did two people in the Mishkan. So therefore, that is the productivity. Therefore, that is the productivity. Okay, but the problem is that's not the Bavli. Because the Bavli holds, even though they did that in the Mishkan, you're still potter. Now, why are you potter? If they did that in the Mishkan, shouldn't that be productive enough for you? Why is that potter? So the answer is going to have to be, Tosas deduces from the Yerushalmi, that's a universal, generic rule about carbon. To be chai of a carbon, you have to be a oses kulav, lo oses misasa. Carbon's an onesh, and if you only do half of an asiyah, we're not going to be mechai of you on a carbon. So it's not nothing to do with Shabbos. It's nothing to do with Shabbos. Mishkan's not going to be able to overcome that problem because it's a generic psal of a carbon, a generic ptor in carbon. You're not chayv a carbon unless you're also a skula. That's the Bavli. And you don't want to say the Bavli and the Yerushalmi are arguing, so therefore that's also kasha, is that the Yerushalmi presumably agrees with the Bavli. So if you're telling me that the Bavli is correct, that also is really a generic halacha, it's a ptor in carbon, because generally you're lacking as an osa of the thing, you're not chayv a carbon unless you're doing the whole thing. So then, how does the Yerushalmi's answer work? So they had it in the Mishkan. Who cares? They had it in the Mishkan. That doesn't help, because that only gets around Malacha Shabbos problems. It doesn't get around the generic carbon problems. So that's Tosas Kasha. That the Gemara's answer in the Yerushalmi simply doesn't answer the question. The question of Shleim Shasua is a universal ptor based on karbanos, hilchos karbanos. Now you can't answer me from something in the Mishkan, which is the specific consideration of hilchos Shabbos. If the Yerushalmi would be holding that the ptor is a Shabbos ptor, then Mishkan would be an appropriate answer. But the Bavli shows you it's not a Shabbos ptor. Because you see, apparently they had in the Mishkan, that's why a Havmina that you'd be chayiv on Shabbos, and that's why you need a Limud. Okay, and that's from the Bavli. If you would say that they didn't have this in the Mishkan, so then you wouldn't need a Pasuk. Then just say it's lacking because they didn't have the Mishkan. So you're saying it must be they did have it in the Mishkan. And the Pasuk brings a Limud, so it's very nice they had it in the Mishkan. It's very nice, it's very productive. Problem is, it's Be'asosa. It means it lacks in terms of carbon. So the Bavli, you see from the Bavli, clearly this is a generic Ptor in carbon. So if that's the case, in the Yerushalmi simply is not answering the problem. You can't solve the universal Ptor of carbon from showing me a specific instance of a Mishkan, which only helps you in terms of productivity about Shabbos. But yeah, it's true, but in order to be chayiv a carbon on Shabbos, it has to meet the criteria of being productive in terms of Shabbos, and it also has to meet the criteria of being chayiv a carbon, which is a generic halacha and a gavra of an avarian. So it's very nice Shabbos, but what about the universal halacha of Shleim Shasua, Spater? Yeah, that's Tosas Kasha. Filling in the blanks a little bit here, but I think it's a good idea. I think you should do that. I mean, if Tosas presents a stira, I mean, every stira is not just a factual stira. It's a stira because there's one theory which is implied by one set of facts, and another theory which is implied by another set of facts. So apparently there are either theory would have been good. The problem is that they're contradictory. So you have to define it like almost as if it's a machlokas. You know what I mean? What's the stira? And now where are you going to go from there? You know what I mean? So you're defining the stira. And Tosfos doesn't have a problem. Either one's logical. He's not asking a logical problem on the Yerushalmi. He's just saying it's a stira. It's against the Bavli. You got to resolve it somehow. Apparently Tosfos did not want to say it's a machlokas. Okay? So he got to give an answer. The Ritva gives a different answer. Well, hopefully we'll get to that. But okay. So now let's see what Tosfos answers. So Tosfos, because of this kasha, Tosfos has to turn the Yerushalmi on its head. Okay, he has to totally change the implication of the case in the Yerushalmi. Okay, of the Gemara in the Yerushalmi. So he says again like this. He says, "Yerushalmi." No, I'm sorry. Vinirluri. Well, I read the kasha.
Oh.
Right. I mean, we did the kasha yesterday. We spoke out the kasha. We're up to the answer. Right? Is there? Okay. Another way. The b'moshe in ze oker v'zameniach. Ela ha-moshe asa akira ve'anacha. Okay. So his first step is that we're not talking about shnayim shasua. Technically. Because shnayim shasua means where you have akira and anacha, which has two steps, and one guy is doing each. Okay? And that's the Petor Shlaim Shasua, because neither guy did the complete Malacha. And that, forget about it. You can't get around that. That's a universal Petor. If you don't do the whole Avera, forget it. You're not Chaya if you're not doing the whole Avera. So you got to be doing, one guy has to be doing the whole Malacha. And that is the case. So what's Rav Maisha saying that you need to have a second guy? He's saying, no, it's not that the second guy is doing Akira or Hanacha. It just means that you're putting it into the hand of a second guy. He's saying that is necessary. In order to be chayav for Moshe, you have to be putting it into the hand of a second guy. Even though the second guy is not doing anything, really. So that's why it gets around. There's no p'tor, universal p'tor of Shalem Shasuk Shasuk, where two people do, it's a two-person process. But yeah, or Basa Achas, or if you're splitting the process, and one guy's not doing the whole process. But yeah, the process is like here in Anacha. So one guy's doing the complete process. So why is he lacking? Because he put it onto the other guy's hand, he put it on the table. Okay, so there's no reason. In terms of the Torah of Shlaim Shasua, he did the entire Malacha. Okay? But Rav Maisha is just making up that there's a new Halacha. That the only way you're Chayav is if you put it onto another guy's hand. Not onto a table, only onto another guy's hand. Okay, which is strange, but that's what he's saying. Okay, that's what he's saying. Okay, the Gemara's Akasha isn't that it's strange, the Gemara's Akasha. Okay? See, now the problem is going to be, so now you're telling me it's not Shayim Shasuha. So now the question is, what's about the Yerushalmi's Kasha? Because it seemed, previously, that was the Yerushalmi's Kasha. That's why Tosfos learned it that way. That was the Yerushalmi's asking, and it answered it with this Mishkan thing. Now you're telling me this isn't even Shayim Shasuha. Okay, so what then? So what's the kasha now? So it's not Shlaim Shasua. So he says. So now how does he explain the kasha of the Gemara? So it says. He says no. If you look at the Yerushalmi, Ella Amasha Eino Mechayev Moshe Ella Kshaver Mechabel Miada. Avol Menichu Moshe Menichu Al Rishos Hayachid Acher Potter Ubekalmak Vaydechaver Potter Tfei. He's saying this, but Rav Maisha is saying a very strange halacha. Because Rav Maisha is saying, not that he's saying that he should be potter in that case. There's no p'tor. There's no reason why he should be potter in the case of put it when you put it onto the guy's hand. Because after all, you're doing kiran halacha. But it's saying, Rav Maisha is not saying you should be potter. He's saying you're only chayav if there's a second guy. He's saying is, but that's funny because normally a second guy, like I was saying yesterday, is a force of Ptor. And here you're telling me on the contrary, here you're telling me that he's necessary for Chiyuv. So how does, it's the opposite. Right? It's the opposite of the way it should be. Okay? So what kind of demand is that? Okay? And to that, the Gemara answers, I'll tell you why. Because Mishkan. That's how they did it in the Mishkan. Okay? So I guess we have to understand what's going on here. I mean, what was the Gemara's Kasha, I guess? I guess you could say that. What's the Gemara's Kasha? Because if you're telling me that it's not Shnayim Shasua, because only Akira Nanacha, right? And therefore he's doing the Akira Nanacha, so then what do you mean? Shnayim Shasua, like, what's the whole kasha? It's not do with Shnayim Shasua. Shnayim Shasua, you know, is this Shnayim Shasua? It's not Shnayim Shasua. If it's Shnayim Shasua, it should be Pater. So it's not Shnayim Shasua. Apparently, the guy who you put it on has nothing to do with it. Also, if that's the case, so then what's the Gemara's kasha? Then why should that be necessary? I don't know. It's a stomach question. Why should it be necessary? But what does it mean to do Shnayim Shasua? And it's funny altogether what's Ramesh's thing. I mean, like the Hotzah is like Kira Hanacha. So who cares where you put it on? I mean, what's the difference if you put it on? I mean, it doesn't make sense anyways. What's the sense to that? I mean, that's not exactly Mars Kasha. Mars Kasha, what's the sense to it? They're not saying it's against Shnayim Shasua rules. I mean, but it's also, I guess, what's the sense to it? But it's a better Kasha. I'm just saying what's the sense? Kasha is against the rules of Shnayim Shasua. It seems to be, you know. But the answer is Mishkan. So what's the question? What's the answer? I mean, what's going on here? I have to get some context. Okay, so before I go as far, I want to preface something here. Okay? Which is the following. You have Hotzah. So Hotzah, you could look at it like this. Hotzah, you could say it as follows. Hotzah begins and ends with Akira and Hanacha. That is Hotzah. So it's Akira and Hanacha. Right? What else is Hotzah? After all, Akira and Hanacha. Okay? Now, if you look at it like that, which is the way we're accustomed to looking at it, then whether I'm putting it on another guy or on a table, it just doesn't matter. Like, the other guy's not doing anything. He's not involved. I mean,
he's inanimate.
He's inanimate, right. He's inanimate. He's not involved in Hotzah. Once I do the Hanacha, I'm doing the Hanacha. What's he doing? I'm doing the whole thing, and that's why Shnayim Shasua is Pater, because that's why it's not Shnayim Shasua. Because what's he doing? He's not doing anything. Right? He's not doing anything. I am doing the whole Hotzah. Akira Hanacha, and that's all Hotzah is. What's he doing? He's accepting it. Accepting it isn't part of Hotzah. Hotzah is Akira Hanacha. I mean, that's the way you're naturally looking at it, and that's why you're saying the other guy isn't going to be a Pater. The problem is, if the other guy might as well not exist, because we're saying is that the Hotzah begins and ends with Akira Hanacha, then Rav Maisha doesn't make any sense, because he's saying you need that other guy, and the question about Shnayim Shasua doesn't make any sense, because he's not doing anything. You know what I mean? So, it seems like, in a certain, it's like almost a contradiction here. On the one hand, you're saying he's not doing anything, because that's why it's not Shnayim Shasua. On the other hand, you're saying he is doing something. Right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a little bit of a problem. So I think you have to say, is that, if you look at like a Hotzah as a process, just the process of Hotzah, carrying, whatever you want to call Hotzah, transferring an object, you know? So really, in terms of, like, so to speak, the human process of Hotzah, so that guy is involved in the process. Okay, like, if I take the thing, and I carry it across the Rosh, put it across the Rosh, and give it to you, so it's not the same thing as I put it on the table. I mean, it just isn't. You're involved. Okay, here I'm giving it to you. In the other case, I'm putting it on the table. I mean, We could put in halacha, zakir, hanacha, whatever it is, but bottom line is, in terms of the process, the human processes, the second guy is different. The second guy is involved, maybe not in a major way, but I'm giving it to him. So he's a guy, he's a person, he's accepting the thing. He's not doing akir or hanacha, but it's not exactly identical. Okay, Hotzah doesn't begin and end with the Akira and Hanacha. There is some reality to the fact, and it makes sense. That's what you would have said if you didn't know anything about Hotzah. That's what you would have said, that they're not exact. It's not the same exact thing if I put something on the table or give something to another guy. One of them, I'm involving the other guy, and the other one, he's not a table. The person isn't a table. That's a fact. The person is a person. The table is a table. Okay, that's what you would have said. But the chiyuv of so in the process involves the guy you were giving it to, but the chiyuv of Hotzah, the iser Hotzah, the meleches Hotzah, is akira hanacha. What are you chayav for doing, being oker an object from one rishos and being meniachet in another rishos? And in that framework, the other guy is irrelevant because he's not, you're not chayav. It's true. Is as a human activity is he involved? Yeah. But in terms of Melechas Hotzah, Melechas Hotzah begins and ends with Akira and Hanacha. Melechas Hotzah has defined lines, Akira and Hanacha. And therefore, Melechas Hotzah, it's not Shnayim Shasua. Because Shnayim Shasua means the Avera was done by two people, and the Avera of Hotzah is Akira and Hanacha. Now, was there a second guy involved in this process? Yes. But it's not Shasua, it means Avera. the Avera, the Malacha, the Isser Hotza'ah, is Akira Nanacha, and there is no second guy. But now if you'll answer me, in terms of the process, okay, was there a second guy involved? Okay, was the second guy involved? So yeah, he was involved, but not in the technical Isser, not in the Isser of Hotza'ah, so to speak. The Isser Hotza'ah, so to speak, selects and limits its focus to two essential processes, namely Akira Nanacha. Okay, it takes out of the human activity of carrying or of transferring, and it just focuses on the Akira Nanacha, and it says, forget about everything else. Okay? Okay, fine. With that in mind, so when you have the second... So now if you'll ask me, you'll say, if I'm giving it to a second guy, okay, I do Akira Nanacha, and I'm giving it to another guy, and versus if I do a Kirin HaNach and I put it on the table. Okay? If you'd have to say in which one am I, so to speak, more involved? Okay? In which one am I more involved?
Who's you?
The Kirin HaNach guy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So, in a certain sense, even though you did the full Kirin HaNach, okay, in both of them, but since you're Hanacha, there is a process of Shakari, and in that process, when I give it to the other guy, he's being Mekabalet. Okay? So in a certain sense, that takes away, diminishes my involvement in the thing. Look, bottom line is I did that here in the Hanacha. But in terms of like this framework of like the universal framework of Isser, you know, of like the Gavra's involvement in the Isser, okay, like, which is a framework of Karbanos, there is a lacking of my involvement, or lesser involvement when I'm giving it to the other guy versus when I'm putting it on the table. Okay? It shouldn't be a p'tor, but if anything, that would be a lessening of my, the existence of the second guy would be a lessening of my involvement in the Avera, and not an increasing of my involvement in the Avera. Okay? So, if anything, I think just asking Akasha is that, that's something that the Gemara's kasha. It's not saying it's really p'tor shnayim shasuah, but it doesn't make any sense to say that you need to have the other guy. The kasha is saying is it's true. It's not a p'tor, but to demand that which in the framework of shnayim shasuah, the government of Aryan of Karbanos, that which is usually a lacking, it takes away from my involvement in the Avera, to say that that's going to be a necessary requirement, that doesn't make any sense. Okay, it doesn't make any, you have to explain why it is, why it should be anyways, but saying it's opposite from the way it should be. Okay? Now, so to speak, you could have imagined, even though, maybe like this way, you could have imagined, even though the Isser of Hotza is Akira Nanacha, period, the Malachas of the Kiran Hanacha, you could have imagined anyways a p'tor if I put it on the other guy's hand. I did the whole Kiran Hanacha, but we said like from the world of Karbon you could have imagined that, because in the world of Karbon you could have said is that there's like a Gavro of an Avarion and I am lacking, I'm not doing the complete thing. So even though the Isser Hotzah focuses on the Kiran Hanacha, since I'm, so to speak, assisted in my doing the Akira Nanacha by the aid of another guy's hand, so now you could have imagined a p'tor of Karbon. Now, there is no p'tor, that's not the p'tor of Shnayim Shasua, because the p'tor of Shnayim Shasua is limited to the Malacha itself proper. Okay, and he's not involved in the Malacha. But you could have imagined that, but you certainly could not imagine the opposite, that you need that to be Chayiv. It's like it's against the trend of the type of thing which should exist in the world of Karbon. Where does that come from? If anything, you could have imagined the opposite. Okay, there is no halachal opposite. The Gemara is not saying it should be the opposite, because if it is saying it should be shnayim shasuah, well, then Mishkan is never going to be able to answer you. You know what I mean? So it's not saying the opposite, but it's saying in theory, in the world of the avarian, in terms of the involvement of the God, of the person in the avera, if anything, that would be a p'tor. And it could have been if there were a pasuk like that. Now, Rav Maisha is coming and on the contrary, saying that which you could have imagined being a p'tor is saying is a necessary prerequisite for the chiyuv. That's difficult. That's against our whole. We don't even have a framework in which to interpret that. At least it's opposite of the framework which we'd interpret any halacha like this. It's going exactly the opposite of the way we think it should be. So that's the more it's saying. It's not just asking. I don't understand, Rav Maisha. Why are you saying this? It's saying. It's more than that, it's against the trend of the halacha which should exist here. I could have imagined Rav Maisha you saying the opposite, that would have been okay. If you would have said that, I maybe could have understood that, but to say this way, this is just, where is this coming from? The answer is Mishkan. So how's that an answer? How does that help? What's the answer? Yeah, I think the answer is simple. I mean, maybe you guys aren't going to think it's too simple, but I think it's saying is that Moshe means, Moshe, how do you know about Moshe? Moshe is learned that from the Mishkan. Okay, this is a new Toldah, learned that from the Mishkan. Okay, and what does Moshe mean? Moshe means handing. Okay, it means handing to somebody. There's such a thing called handing somebody something. That's a kind of an activity. Okay, there's a certain human activity called handing a guy something. Now, it's true that so to speak, the difference between handing a guy something and putting something on a table in the Akira and Hanacha are the same, because I did the Akira and I did the Hanacha, and the table or the guy is not involved in Akira or Hanacha. Mm-hmm. But there's an activity called handing, and that activity is Asar. It is included, is a Tolda of Otzah, and is Asar on Shabbos. Okay? That activity. Now, the activity obviously has to have an Akira and Hanacha as a part of it, because it comes under Hotzah. So you need an Akira and Hanacha. And since the Isser of handing is the Malacha is through the Akira and Hanacha, the Malacha has to be done by one guy. One guy has to be doing the Akira and the Hanacha. But if I do an Akira and the Hanacha and I put it down on the table, I'm simply not doing handing. That's not handing. That's not the activity. That's not the activity. And the Mishkan, I'm learning that there's a certain kind of an activity called handing something from Seachot to Seachot. And handing something is just not the activity. Putting it on the table is a different thing. Now, putting it on the table, I may be transferring it to Seachot to Seachot. I am transferring it. I'm doing a care from Seachot and putting down another Seachot. But that's not the Malacha. That's not the Malacha. No, that's not the Tolda. The Tolda is Moshe. Moshe is a certain kind of a category. The category that's current kind of human activity, and this human activity is found in the Mishkan, and since this activity is found in the Mishkan, it became included under the Yisrael Otzah. So now that category simply has to be to another guy. Now you'll say, and I think this goes back to what we said before, if you would have said that Otzah begins and ends with the Akira and the Hanacha, then the other guy simply, there's no such thing as handing to another guy, because I'm just doing Akira and Hanacha, there's no difference whether it's a table or a person. But since the human act framework, it's just not true. The activity involves what I'm putting it on. And putting it on a person or putting it on a table is two different activities. One is handing it to another guy, and the other one is putting it down on the table. They're two different types of actions. For a guy, it's not a table. And the Tolda of Moshe is, this is the way they did in the Mishkan. They did Moshe. So the reason why Rav Aisha is saying that you need this in order to be chayiv is not because of the world of Hilchos Karbanos or anything. It's not because Karbon... You're right, in the world of Karbon, on the contrary, the second guy, if anything, is a force of Ptor, because he's more or less involved. But the reason why he's demanding it is because of Mishkan, because this is a Tolda called Moshe, and the Tolda of Moshe is learned from the Mishkan, and in Mishkan they said they did Moshe. That's what Moshe is. Moshe means handing to another guy. So therefore, that's what they did, and that's the Tolda. And that's it's not just... what they did accidentally, that is a different class of human activity. So therefore, you only chayv if you do that. He says, that's what Moshe does. Okay? The question is going to be, so what do we hold? I mean, we hold Moshe as even if you put it down on the table. So what's, you know, maybe then we have to define, maybe tomorrow, what is the machlokas between Rav Maisha and everyone else? I mean, this is the Yerushalmi. I don't think Bavli has Rav Maisha. This is a unique halacha, and I don't think we hold this one. Okay, so the question is, what is the machlokas about whether Moshe has to be dafka into another guy's hand, which now, at least for now, seems mistaver, because that's what Moshe means. Moshe means you're handing him something. Versus saying is that I could even be putting it across on the table. Okay, so that's something we're going to have to take out. Yeah. So basically, it's the Ridvan Erevin on the daf on Gimel Med Aleph. But basically, he's bringing the Yerushalmi, but basically he's saying it's like this. He's talking about Moshe. And he says, Yerushalmi mefarish, she'in ha-Moshe chayev, ela kishenos en ha-chavero. So he says, in the Yerushalmi it says that you're only chayev for Moshe if you give it to your friend. Okay, that's Rav Maisha. Okay. V'chein amru sham, ki meshuna malacha zu mikol shar ha-malacha. He says, this malacha is different from every other malacha. Okay? Moshe is different than every other malacha. The shar malachas to Shabbos, yachad shasa chayev, v'shnayim shasa v'turim. Because usually, everywhere else, you say, if one guy does it, it's chayev, two guys do it, the potter. Ubo shata, shnayim shasa chayavim. But by Moshe, on the contrary, you need two people to do it. Shekein hoise oshoto be'agalos la'idishnayim, because this is the way that they did it on the agalos with two people. Okay, so therefore what? What do you conclude from here? That this, it seems to be from here, he's learning that this is a regular, that Moshe breaks the rule of Shalem Shalas Uwa. It's not Pshat. What he's saying is that this is different from all of the Malachos. But according to the way Tosus learned, there's nothing to do with all of the Malachos. All the Malachos is by real Shalem Shalas Uwa. But by Moshe also, Tosus holds, if you did it with two people, you'd be Potter. Right, if you had one guy doing Kiran, one guy doing Anacha, according to Tosfos, by Moshe, that would be Potter, because you're not doing a Kiran Anacha. It would be the universal Potter of Shnayim Shasua. But the Ritva's learning that by Moshe, it goes against the normal rule. So it means Shnayim Shasua is Chayiv. So if you had one guy doing Kiran, one guy doing Anacha, by Moshe, you'd be Chayiv, because that's what it did in the Mishkan. Right, so what about the Bavli? I don't really know. I don't know how he's going to deal with Tosfos Kasha. But maybe we can explain that. But you see from here, he's learning that Moshe is an exception to the universal rule. Moshe works since they did it in the Mishkan. Therefore, you chayv for Moshe, even though they're two people. Okay, Moshe's the one exception. Okay, so that's different. Okay, this is a different answer. So we have to understand how he's going to learn this thing. What's his far and how's he going to get around the problem? Okay? In other words, basically, what the Ritva is not backing down from Tosfos Kasha. I mean, Tosfos Kasha forces him to relearn the whole Yerushalmi, not the way that it normally seems. But the Ritva is just learning it straight. Is that there's a Torah Shleim Shasila? Yeah, that's true, usually. But this was in the Mishkan, so there's no Torah like that. The problem is it's against the Gemaras. The reason why it doesn't back down is because our Yerushalmi probably seems to be against that. So, I mean, that's what we have to understand. I mean, you could look at the Ritva here. It's on in the Masar of Kuk Ritva in Erevin Lama Gimel Af. It's Amud Shin Yud Tas. Okay, if you want to look at it. So do that and answer the other question about what's the machlokas about whether you need this second guy or not. No, it's not. And after that, we'll move to Tzadi Beis. Tzadi Beis on Beis.
Try flipping it. Yeah, that was good.